Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for us because we get to talk to Ruben Navarrete, who is one of my favorite guests. He is a columnist, nationally syndicated. He is a commentator. He is a Harvard graduate. He actually wrote a book about going to Harvard as a Latino, which used to be much less common than it is today. And Ruben is also somebody who writes in his most recent column, I detest both political parties and often can't tell them apart. So what is going on with people? And I think Ruben Navarrete is hardly the only person who detests both political parties. He also is a regular participant at FoxNews.com and a columnist for the Daily Beast and contributor, as I am, to USA Today. Ruben, just first off, it seemed to me very striking, and I wanted to get your take on this, that Joe Biden, in just his first week in power, is repeating the same kind of obnoxious mistake that was made by Barack Obama and by Donald Trump, which is trying to deal with a broken immigration system, and everybody agrees that it's broken, through executive order rather than congressional compromise. Your take?
Michael, thanks for having me on again. It's always great to be with you. I agree with you. I also think it's not limited, certainly, to immigration. We saw an executive order on climate change, on environmental justice just the other day. And I think really since President George W. Bush, a president that you and I both admired, after the war on terror, he really went to town on executive orders. And the power of the executive grew exponentially during the Bush years. And now every president since then is going to use the pen, Republican or Democrat, to accomplish whatever goals they want to accomplish. So we've crossed that bridge. I don't see us going backwards.
But in terms of immigration, it's particularly terrible because people's lives, their ability to live, to work, are dependent on these executive orders one way or another.
Right.
Don't you think it should be possible to do bipartisan immigration reform in 2021?
I really would hope so, right? I mean, you and I have been talking about this issue for a long, long time. I think that George W. Bush got us the closest because he would send people from the executive branch, you know, down to the attorney general, the DHS secretary, down to Capitol Hill, and they would work out deals and have meetings all about compromising around given principles to shape legislation. We have not seen that under Barack Obama, Donald Trump. We probably won't see it under Joe Biden. So I agree with you. I think we should be able to do it. There are reasons that Congress does not get us there. There are reasons where Congress is broken on immigration reform. To your point, one of the reasons executive orders on immigration is dangerous is because it's such a divisive issue. It's such a divisive issue, Michael, that it's as if we were living in the 1850s and we're trying to legislate our way through slavery by executive order because immigration is that divisive an issue. So it always creates hard feelings on the right or the left when a president tries to force his will on the American people through an executive order on immigration. I agree with you.
For those people who are particularly concerned about border security, and by the way, I think that's the overwhelming majority of Americans, liberals, conservatives, and border security is essential for the country. What's the most important priority from the security point of view? It's not a simplistic idea of building a wall, is it?
That's right. You don't deal with the 21st century problem with a 12th century wall. You know, walls weren't even effective in Game of Thrones. You got a nice dragon, it takes care of your wall, right? So I think that instead of spending $25 billion on a wall, we ought to spend $5 billion on infrastructure, technology. I've been down to the border several times. I've gotten the grand tour. I've been with the Border Patrol. And they're in a battle of wits every day, Michael, with drug cartels who are run by people who build tunnels. They went to MIT. They have iPhones and the latest technology. And it really is a battle, a technological battle between the Border Patrol and these bad guys, these smugglers. And we want to be able to give the Border Patrol more technology that allows them to really blanket the border with eyes and ears and sensors and the like. And that's just the smart border technology. It's something that every president sort of dabbled with. Trump dabbled with it. Obama dabbled with it. And Bush dabbled with it as well. But it really is the smartest, most effective way to spend your money.
Do you know anything about Alejandro Mayorkas, who's going to be the new Secretary of Homeland Security?
He's in a very interesting position because his personal story is compelling. He's a Cuban refugee, son of Cuban refugees. He's someone who, you know, strikes many people as being almost too soft-hearted for that particular job. But let's face it, if you've seen some of the things that have happened at ICE and the Department of Homeland Security in the last several years, including under Barack Obama, the last 10 years or so, we could use some softness in those departments. They don't call it ICE for nothing. You know, that's what those folks have running through their veins. And so my dad, as you well know, Michael, we've been friends for a long time. My dad is a retired law enforcement officer. He was on the job for 37 years. So they don't come any more pro-cop than me. But I think that DHS takes policing and enforcement and it mixes it together with politics, which is never a good mix, just never. And so because of that, it's a politically driven law enforcement agency, ICE is and DHS is, and it's gotten us into a whole lot of trouble. So I'm hopeful that Mayorkas can readjust that balance. But a funny thing happens when you turn on the ICE machine, as I say, and you're used to deporting 400,000 people a year. Presidents can come and go, but that number's not going to change because the bureaucracy below Mayorkas is going to continue doing what they've always done.
It is true that Obama deported at least as many, I think perhaps more people than President Trump did, didn't he?
Absolutely. Obama deported 3 million people. He separated families. He put kids in cages. He violated due process. He didn't give people hearings to see if they were their claims to legitimate or to asylum were legitimate. He's somebody who portrayed himself as very compassionate, but he actually dropped the hammer in the same way that Bill Clinton did. Michael, you and I have spoken before. For people who want to understand why the immigration debate is broken, here's why it's broken. Both political parties lie to their constituents. Republicans go out and they talk tough, but when they get into office, they're relatively soft. And Democrats do the opposite. They talk soft, but when they get into office, they drop the hammer and they're really tough. And neither political party is honest about this problem, and they're lying to their own constituents.
Okay, those 3 million people that Barack Obama deported, it is true, is it not, that most of them had some kind of criminal offense other than just an immigration offense?
Glad you asked. It is not true. That was one of the Obama lies. And I would add, it's the Obama-Biden lie. One of their big lies was to say, as Barack Obama used to say, hey, yeah, we're deporting 3 million people during the course of the 8 years, 400,000 people a year. We have a quota. If you read the stories by Ginger Thompson at the New York Times at the time, we have a quota that's literally written on a blackboard at DHS headquarters, 400,000 people a year. But you know what he said, Barack Obama said? They're all gangbangers. They're all criminals, right? Before we had bad operatives from Donald Trump, we had a liberal like Barack Obama saying they're gangbangers. And the problem was that's not true. He was deporting housekeepers, gardeners, nannies, construction workers, farm workers. Because the way you get to be a felon is by coming back after you're deported the first time. The way the immigration law works, once you're deported the first time, that's a civil infraction, and then the remedy is not jail, but deportation. But if you come back because your family's here, Michael, your family's here in San Diego, and we deport you, and you want to come back to your kids, the minute you come back, you've been a felon. You've now committed a felony. So these lawyers in the Obama administration, too smart by half, they said, oh, yeah, most of the people who we're deporting are felons. Yeah, they're housekeepers, gardeners, nonviolent people who crossed the border. Ergo, they became, quote, a felon. There's research that's been done that showed the lie.
Ruben Navarrete, his most recent column about why media must focus on Biden, flaws and all, talks about a lot of those flaws. Pretty harsh column by Ruben Navarrete. It's posted up at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back on the Medved Show about media and Biden.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show, it is unbelievable when you look at the calendar, because the inauguration of the new president It, which feels like it was months ago, was 9 days ago. That's all. And what's fascinating to me is there are some things where a bipartisan response is possible. Not many, but there's some. For instance, I think there was bipartisan support for the idea of a call for unity. But I think there is also bipartisan revulsion at some of the more extreme executive orders that President Biden has put forward, and at the lack of living up to any strategy to actually achieve that kind of unity, to achieve that kind of cooperation, which I think the country deeply, deeply wants. Now, Republicans have their own problems. We've talked about that a little bit. But one of the real problems here has been the role of the press and press communication. And what you've seen in the first 9 days of the Biden administration is, after very, very warm coverage of the inauguration day and the festivities, they're getting a little bit tougher on the Biden administration. And this is a very interesting point, and I want to give credit where credit is due. It's a point made by rock star Greg Tomlin, and he's entirely correct that there's already a tendency on the part of the Biden administration, and particularly Press Secretary Jen Psaki, to basically dodge questions. And you can say, well, it's better to dodge questions than to just lie. And that's true. And Sean Spicer, particularly, the first press secretary, and Sean's a friend, and I think he's a good guy, but he was put in a position where he was just told to flat out say things that weren't at all true. Jen Psaki has a different problem, which is called the dodge. And even on some ideas that are out there right now that are just terrible ideas, they're awful, that everybody, Republican and Democratic and Independent, should say, no, not this. Now, one of those ideas is the acting head of the Capitol Police has called for a permanent barrier to surround the U.S. Capitol. Okay, this is not a gigantic wall on the border. This is worse. This is a gigantic wall around the seat of a Democratic government. And yes, it's also a terrible idea, by the way, to have massive troop concentrations in Washington for the long term or permanently. It's a bad idea. Jen Psaki, this is clip number six, Jeremy. Jen Psaki was asked about this idea, and listen to the way she handles the question.
On Capitol security, so the acting chief of police up on Capitol Hill has recommended a permanent fencing around the Capitol. I was wondering if the Biden White House or President Biden himself has any thoughts on this, if permanent fencing is the right answer, or does it project the wrong picture to the American public?
I'm not sure we're going to have any comment on that specifically, but I'm happy to talk to our National Security, Homeland Security team if we have anything further to add.
Okay. See, it's cautious. And because she understands, and I think in a way that is probably appropriate, that the press secretary's role is not to make policy or announce policy, but to hear from the president, her boss, where he exactly stands on this. But Biden can't dodge this issue for long. And again, if you want to talk about even his new CDC director, this is a very crucial appointee, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She was on CBS, and there was a tough question about the COVID pandemic and about vaccine distribution. And it came from the anchor, Tony DeCoupel. And here is what it sounded like. That's clip one.
All the vaccines being made at the Pfizer facility in Michigan, in this country, staying in this country?
I know that there. I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. I do. I, you know, certainly the general would know that. I my job is to make sure that we get the vaccine that we have dedicated to this country, committed and bought by this government. I want to remind folks that we have an anticipated 600 million doses that we will have by over the summer, enough to vaccinate all people over 16 here by the end of the summer. And so we have secured as much as we need, as fast as these manufacturers are making it here.
I'm surprised to hear you say you don't know whether the Michigan facility is pumping them out for the U.S. alone, if you spent time this week trying to sort this out and then make promises. It calls into doubt to some extent how reliable these projections are from the Biden administration.
Okay, this is getting tough on administration. What's the press is supposed to do? And good for them. And listen to what happens when a reporter actually does circle back to Jen Psaki on another issue about vaccinations. And again, listen closely to the response. This is clip 9.
Groups be used at vaccination centers when they get stood up across the country. Does the White House support that request?
I did ask our team about this. You or someone else may have asked about this the other day, and I think I have something on it here. One moment. Thanks for your patience. Lots to say about COVID, no doubt about it. Let's see. Let me talk to our team about it.
Again, you kind of feel for her, but for goodness sake, this is the most important issue. This is the issue that is going to define, frankly, whether Biden has a successful presidency or not. Because unless we do something to tame the coronavirus, unless we do something immediately to get children back to school, and you talk about things that could unite the country, there is somebody who's been a big supporter of Biden and who's been very, very harsh to President Trump, who writes a column today, says children need to be back in school right now. It's a powerful column which actually invokes one of the favorite citations of liberals, is what does the science say? And so the David Brooks actually begins writing about this by saying there's a wave of anti-intellectualism sweeping America. And you think, oh, he's going to be attacking Republicans. No, he's not. He says there are people across the country who deny evidence, invent their own facts, and live in their own fantasy land. We saw it in the Republicans who denied the reality of the Biden election victory, and now we see it in the teachers' unions that are shutting down schools and marring children's lives. How do we know that they're doing this in defiance of the facts? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not happy with some of the 40 executive orders signed by President Joe Biden in the last 9 days.
There's nothing green about a tsunami of pink slips for American workers or carting Canadian crude around in trucks and trains.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Friday. The White House coronavirus response team is keeping an eye on the still rising coronavirus death rate in the United States. CDC Director Rachel Walensky also notes that the virus mutations that they have forecasted are starting to spread.
We expected this, and this is why I feel compelled to underscore for you the need for each of us to remain steadfast in our commitment to taking all of the appropriate steps to protect ourselves and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, history is crucial for understanding the issues that we face with any meaningful perspective. And one of the issues that we face right now is America a country just like any other, or is there something distinctive, unique, fated, predestined about American greatness? Now, most American leaders have thought the latter proposition is true, that America is a unique, distinctive, utterly exceptional, and yes, a particularly blessed enterprise. Not because we're better than anybody else, but because our role in the world is more important than that of any other nation, certainly in modern times. And part of the idea is the idea of my book, God's Hand on America, which is available with a special first edition, personally signed by me. I've already signed them all. And that is available together with an unabridged audio version of the book, read with great passion and intensity by me. And this comes as a book bundle. That's right. Both the book and an audio version of the book. The audio version is available on MP3 player or a flash drive. Now, this is only available, and it's for a limited time, at Medved History Store. So get the autographed book and the audio book on an MP3 player or a flash drive. Go to michaelmedved.com and look for the special banner, the special tab on that particular offer. Significant savings right now. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. I was talking about the issue of kids going back to school and a powerful point that David Brooks makes, which is that the left has attacked the right on so many issues, saying, you're ignoring science, you're ignoring science. The science says, and the point he makes is, he says, what are the facts when it comes to COVID-19 and schooling? The first fact is that remote learning is a disaster, especially for disadvantaged students. Listen to this. The broader data on school closure is horrendous. Mental health problems have increased. Many children have simply vanished from official oversight. Schools in Hillsborough County, Florida, started this year missing 7,000 students. Just disappeared. The children who are attending on virtual learning aren't learning much. A Stanford study suggested that the average student has lost at least a third of a year's worth of learning and reading and three quarters of a year's worth of learning in math. In other words, whatever math learning they're trying to do online is worthless. The effects could be long-term, writes David Brooks. One study found that the loss of learning could reduce the lifetime income of today's American students by 3%. Lifetime income! A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that their increased financial stress could be associated with a collective loss of 13.5 million years of life. In other words, this is not only costing what you're going to earn, it's costing long-term how long you're going to live, because that is associated with your level of education. The second fact is in-person learning can be done safely with the right precautions. In other words, you can send the kids back to school and they're not going to get sick and there's not going to be feeding of the epidemic. And this is overwhelmingly the consensus of opinion by the CDC and others. This was unclear last March, he writes. But now, study after study has shown that schools can be safe. A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just attested to this fact. The evidence seems clear. Private and some public schools are already opening safely all around the country, with little evidence that attendance is spreading the virus. And that's the very, very important thing. He writes, readers, many of us got involved in the Black Lives Matter marches last summer. I guess I would ask you, do Black Lives Matter to you only when they serve your political purpose? If not, shouldn't we all be marching to get black and brown children back safely to schools right now? Because the point that he's making is that just as black and brown children and families have suffered even more, that suffering from the virus itself, they've also suffered disproportionately from the impact of closing down schools. The National Education Association president, Becky Pringle, actually asserted that reopening schools would lead to the death of 20,000 children. And she was then asked, well, wait a minute, do you know how many American children have been known to die of COVID-19 up to that point? It's not 50,000 that she's predicting. It's about 100. 100. And this a report on a piece by ProPublica, which is a left-leaning publication. The unions are not reflecting reality, writes David Brooks. Instead of addressing legitimate fears with facts and evidence, they are using their political muscle to inflame those fears. the most vulnerable people in our country are the victims. And look, the idea that there are 50,000 people who are going to die if they open up schools, there's no scientific evidence for that. And for the president of the National Education Association, Becky Pringle, to make that charge is ridiculous. Brooks concludes, the educational system is powerfully influenced by organizations that don't seem to believe in critical thinking, adjusting beliefs according to the evidence, or combating fear with science. God help us. Look, when you have that kind of powerful column written, this is one of those issues where if Joe Biden, in his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, would seize on this issue and do whatever could be done to open schools, if the people in San Francisco would take the $440,000 they're just spending now on changing the name of 44 schools, they're changing the name of a school named after Paul Revere. I can't even imagine what they found wrong with Paul Revere, why we shouldn't name a school after him. And they still haven't announced what the replacement names are going to be. But rather than spending that $440,000 on changing names, open the schools. It matters less what you name a school than whether that school is actually functioning and educating students or not. Doesn't it? And meanwhile, when you're talking about COVID-19, they tried an experiment in Philadelphia. And it sounds like a great experiment. They're going to take a bunch of idealistic college kids and they're going to put them in charge of handing out vaccines. The result? Well, it's been, I think, graciously described as a disaster. And then there's another item concerning the dealing with the virus and the spread of vaccines, where people are taking off their clothes in snowy weather. Why? We will get to that. It happened in Oregon, of course. We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show coming right up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Controversial line that is circulating among conservatives right now. Biden took down the border wall and installed one around the Capitol building. Well, not yet. And he has not moved to take down any part of the border wall, at least to the very best of my knowledge. Speaking of controversial operations, there's a piece in the Washington Post which I think indicates why people honestly look on bureaucracy with so much contempt. Philadelphia, they write, is home to some of the world's most venerated medical institutions. And that's true. Jefferson Medical College is one of them. I was actually born in a Philadelphia medical institution in the old Philadelphia General Hospital where my mom used to work. But they go on and they say, yet when it came time to set up the city's first and largest coronavirus mass vaccination site, officials turned to the startup called Philly Fighting COVID, which was a self-described group of idealistic college kids with minimal health care experience. Chaos ensued. Seniors were left in tears, finding that appointments they'd made through a bungled sign-up form would not be honored. Quote, there were literally 85-year-old, 90-year-old people standing there in tears with printed appointment confirmation saying, I don't understand why I can't get vaccinated. I'm 85, one witness told a local Philadelphia TV station. The group switched that was operating all this, where they were not providing vaccinations even to people who had legitimate appointments, the group switched to a for-profit model without publicizing the change, and added a privacy policy that would allow it to sell users' personal data. Oh, yeah, you can make a buck on vaccinating people. One volunteer alleged that the 22-year-old CEO of this operation had pocketed vaccine doses. Another described a free-for-all where unsupervised 18- and 19-year-olds vaccinated. Now the city has cut ties with Philly Fighting COVID, and prosecutors are looking into concerning allegations. Oh, just great. It turns out that the guy who started this is an operator whose name is DeRoshan, who was a graduate student at Drexel University in Philadelphia. And a very, very dubious story. And a registered nurse who volunteered with the group categorized it as a disaster of an operation. And unfortunately, this is repeated in too many other places, and that's why it's very refreshing to hear about what happened recently in Oregon. And the story here is public health workers were driving back from a vaccination site in rural Cave Junction, Oregon, which, by the way, a beautiful part of the state. I've been there. And they got stuck in a snowstorm on the highway. They knew they only had 6 hours to get the remaining doses of coronavirus vaccine back to people who were waiting for their shots in Grants Pass, which was roughly 30 miles away. Normally, the trip takes about 45 minutes, so no problem. But with a jackknifed tractor trailer ahead of them blocking the road, the crew realized they could be stuck for hours and the doses would expire, so they're no longer effective. So the workers made a split-second decision to walk from car to car of all these cars that were jammed in the snowstorm, asking stranded drivers if they wanted to be vaccinated right there on the spot. We had one individual who was so happy he took his shirt off and jumped out of the car, said Michael Weber, the public health director in Josephine County, Oregon. Another recipient, he said, was a Josephine County Sheriff's Office employee who had arrived too late for the clinic in Cave Junction, but ended up stuck with the others on her way back to Grants Pass. Mr. Weber called it one of the coolest operations he had ever been part of and said it had been an easy decision to administer the shots on the highway. Honestly, once we knew we weren't going to be back in town in time to use the vaccine, it was just the obvious choice, he said. Our number one rule right now is nothing gets wasted. And this reminds me, I had a conversation with my brother in Israel, and it still is a mystery why Israel is known for ridiculous red tape. It was, of course, founded as a socialist country. It's moved more in a free market direction, thank God, recently. But how is it that Israel leads the world in a rate of vaccinations? And one of the ways, apparently, that it works is that if there is somehow a lag time, and sometimes there is, with people getting vaccinated who have waited in line and gotten a registration, they actually go out on the street, they make an announcement. Anybody need a vaccine? And then they come right in. In other words, it's the same kind of idea that they were showing near Grants Pass, Oregon. And good for them. And this honestly goes to, it seems to me, some of the important lessons from COVID-19 is, in other words, it's very, very important that people have a decent functioning government. And I know, of course, you can blame things on governmental bureaucracy and stupid decisions like the ones that were made in the city of Philadelphia to trust this group that turned into a profit-making group. All of that is possible, and it can be deeply embarrassing. But on the other hand, the idea that you're going to simply distrust anything that people who work for government do or tell you, well, that is not going to help you at all. Right now, I can't think of anything in my lifetime that has been a more dramatic illustration of why a functioning, functional, competent government is important, locally and certainly federally. Okay, there's another story here, and it's become kind of a big press sensation because Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, whose name is Ella Emhoff. Her husband, the first or second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, was married for 16 years before. He married Kamala 6 years after he became single again. And so his children refer to Kamala as Mamala. Apparently everybody gets along. The ex-wife gets along. Her name is Kirsten Emhoff. In any event, the stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, has just landed a contract with IMG Models. The news comes days after the Harvard grad and inaugural poet Amanda Gorman also signed with the prestigious modeling agency. Now, Amanda Gorman read her poem on international TV. It was a brilliant poem. She is an extremely, I think we can say she's a beautiful person. She certainly is very striking on TV. The question about Ella Emhoff that she's raising here is, people have made the point that Melania Trump is one of the very, very few first ladies who actually has been a very successful model. And yet she was not featured in any of these magazines that are now going to rush to cover Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. By the way, Jeremy, do you know who the other first lady is who was a professional model? Any recollection? It wasn't Jacqueline Kennedy. She never did that work. Betty Ford. And no, it wasn't Barbara Bush. Betty Ford was a professional model. And by the way, so was Gerald Ford. He's our only president who actually did modeling. He did modeling for ski wear because he was a football star. He's also the only president we've had who was a professional athlete. He played professional football briefly. In any event, the point about this is, when people talk about media hostility, the one thing that you can say about the Trump daughters and daughters-in-law is, when you look at more power to Ella Emhoff. It's great that she can get this this modeling contract. I hope she does well with it. But doesn't it say something about the way that the press operates? That I don't think they ever did any modeling spreads involving anyone with the last name Trump or anywhere near that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.